Hi, my name is Matt Anderson. I am a policy analyst for the Coalition for Self-Government in the West, which is a project of the Sutherland Institute. I've been involved with the Bears Ears for a while now. We specifically deal with public lands issues here at the Coalition for Self-Government in the West, and so the Bears Ears was a perfect opportunity for us to get involved and help the people of San Juan County.
So I know a lot of people don't know what's going on with the Bears Ears Monument. Can you explain to our viewers in 15 seconds what's going on with that?
Yes, the Obama administration is looking at designating a nearly 2 million acre national monument in southeastern Utah. This monument would be roughly three times the size of the state of Rhode Island. While there is some support from environmental groups and Native Americans across the country, those Native Americans who live in San Juan County, those who live right next to the land and use it on a daily basis, are opposed to a national monument. They believe it will restrict their access, and they won't be able to do their traditional uses of the land if a monument is designated.
That's fascinating. So I saw the YouTube video. Can you summarize what's going on in this YouTube documentary?
Yes. So we had an opportunity to go down to southeastern Utah, to Bluff and Montezuma Creek, among many other communities, and speak with the people of the Anna chapters and Oljato chapters. These people have been on the land for generations. They use it for ceremonial purposes. They use it to gather firewood, gather pine nuts, hunt, and to teach their children about where they came from. And they called us up, and they said, would you please come down and tell our story? We don't feel like our story is being told. There's an intertribal coalition of other Native American tribes who don't even live in the state of Utah who are pushing for a national monument, and we just want to make sure that we have our voice heard because we're the ones who this really affects. It's not someone who lives, you know, in Arizona or New Mexico or Oklahoma, but it's us, the people who use the land. So we went down, and we interviewed them, and they told us their stories. They told us why they don't want a national monument. They told us why the land was important to them, and what they hope for the future.
So in what ways would turning Bears Ears into a national monument, how would that restrict access for these Native Americans?
Well, that's a really good question. When a national monument is created, roads are often shut down, for example. And so these Native Americans have used these roads to get to the places that they normally go to hunt and gather wood and do other things. And if they can't get to those places, then they can't do what they've traditionally done. Oftentimes, even though people may say, you know, we want our rights protected, in a proposal that is sent to the president for a proclamation, that proclamation often doesn't read word for word with the proposal. So even if some Native Americans, which the Intertribal Coalition has done, send a letter to President Obama saying we want our rights protected, that doesn't mean the president is going to put it into the proclamation. Now, even if it does get in the proclamation, that still doesn't guarantee that rights are kept and maintained. Let's use the Grand State Trace Escalante, which was designated in Kane and Garfield counties right across the border from San Juan County. President Bill Clinton, nearly 20 years ago, promised in his presidential proclamation that grazing would continue at the historical levels it always has. Nearly 20 years later, that's not the case. Grazing is less than half of what it was before the monument was designated. So even if the rights are guaranteed in a proclamation, that doesn't mean that federal management is going to respect those rights and that it's going to actually occur. You know, what's on a piece of paper, what's actually done in person, are two very different things.
So Governor Gary Herbert just recently came out and said that not all of the Native Americans agree on this, and I think you touched on this a little bit. Do you have any other responses to Governor Herbert's recent address?
Yeah, we agree that not all Native Americans are in agreement on this. Like I said, there's the Intertribal Coalition that is, you know, pushing for the national monument, but this primarily consists of people that aren't from the state of Utah and aren't from San Juan County. These are Native Americans from New Mexico and Arizona, you know, from Uinta County here in Utah or Tooele County, a long ways away from where the Bears Ears is. Quite frankly, as I was told by a number of Native Americans in San Juan County, these people in the Intertribal Coalition can't even point to where the Bears Ears is on a map. And that's what they told me. And so they don't have the skin in the game that the people of San Juan County do. The Navajo in San Juan County clearly oppose a national monument, and our documentary helped to get that message out there.
So, I mean, are these, is this the Navajo Nation, or which tribe is this?
No, the Navajo Nation as a whole supports it, but the Anna chapter, which is a chapter of the Navajo Nation, the ones who actually live right next to the Bear's Ears, passed a resolution that opposed it. So while the tribe as a whole, as the Navajo Nation, agreed with it, this individual chapter of the Navajo Nation opposed it with a resolution that was passed last November.
Okay, and how, you said that's Aneth, right? Is that how you pronounce it?
A-N-E-T-H. Yep, Aneth.
And then,
Aneth. It's actually Aneth, but yeah.
Aneth? Okay. I just don't want to say these incorrectly. And I understand you're not the expert, but...
Yes, you're fine. You're fine. And we also spoke with a number of members of the Oljato chapter. Well, the Oljato chapter as a whole supports the national monument. And we spoke with a number of the members that do not want a national monument.
All right. So, Matt, is there anything else you'd like to add to this?
Yeah, I think it's just important for people to understand that, you know, a unilateral decision by the president to designate a national monument is a bad idea and is un-American. When a president with the stroke of a pen on paper can set aside 2 million acres without the input of local people, it's a real problem. It undermines the democratic process, and it just isn't good. I believe, and I think a number of other people too, that those who use the land and know the land, they're the ones closest to it, and they're the ones who should be making the decisions for what happens to it. Not bureaucrats who live 2,000 miles away in D.C. or other people who don't have a vested interest in its future.
Do you think this is becoming a politicized issue? Are lawmakers using the Bears Ears Monument issue to their advantage?
Can you maybe further elaborate what you mean by that?
So,
talking about who, for example?
I mean, just in general. People are taking stances on this. Do you think that these politicians are using Bears Ears to their own political gain?
I don't really have a comment on that because, that's just a real opinion. There'll be people who will say that it's being politicized on both sides. You know, those four national monuments say that we're politicizing it, and we'll say that, you know, they're politicizing it. Like I said, what it comes down to is that the people who live down there, the people who love the land, are against the national monument. And our state legislature yesterday passed a resolution recognizing that and supporting the people of the Anna chapter and those San Juan Navajo who are opposed to the monument.
Perfect. Matt, is there anything else I'm missing? Anything else you'd like to add to this?
Just trying to think. We touched on that there's no guarantee it's going to stay a monument or that they're going to keep their access to religious form. I think that's really about it.
Perfect. All right. Well, thank you so much for getting back to me. I really appreciate it. This about wraps up my interview.
Great. And when will this be put out? When will this be broadcast?
Probably tonight if I get on it quick enough.
Okay.
So
can you send me an email with the time and the channel? Would that be okay?
We're actually, we'll also put it online. Where are you from?
I'm from Bountiful, Utah.
Oh, shoot. Yeah, we actually don't broadcast. So we broadcast everywhere except for Salt Lake County, which really sucks. So this will go on like 4 and 5 p.m. and 6 p.m. at Utah Public Radio. But I will for sure send you this via email once we get it up on our website.
Great. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
Thank you. All right. We'll talk to you later, Matt.
All right. See ya.
Okay. Bye.